I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An op-ed piece recently asked the question, is Eritrea the North Korea of Africa? Well, it's a thought-provoking question in mission circles. There are similarities between the reclusive nations, but is it an accurate comparison? Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says no. However, the point made could be more about context.
Most people in America have no clue where Eritrea is. They couldn't find it on a map, and they don't know anything about it. They do, however, know at least a little bit about North Korea and about how closed it is. So if you say, hey, it's like North Korea, it gives people a frame of reference to say, wow, it must really be bad for Christians.
So what? Well, as the body of Christ, we carry the weight of their troubles before the throne of grace, and it makes a huge difference to the people of the cross in Eritrea. There's more on this discussion at missionnews.org. We get that religious freedom is a key part of a fair society, but what if Christians don't have the resources they need to study more about their faith? Well, that's the problem being addressed by Christian Resources International. CRI is sending a large sea container full of Bibles and Christian books to Takoradi, Ghana, to support spiritual growth. CRI's Jason Wolford.
Strategicness of where they are on the Gulf. They're going to be able to take these and get the Word of God into prisons, into orphanages. And then, of course, as we do regularly as a ministry, training up pastors with our CRI missionaries on the field.
Do you want to find out more about either one of these stories you just heard? You can learn more about Christian Resources International or the Voice of the Martyrs and find ways you can get involved. You'll find those details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.